It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani, Dumelang, Apsheni, Molweni, bonjour. Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Bangladesh, Abu Dhabi. Wherever you're streaming us, wherever you are engaging with us and accessing this podcast, welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Umlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese scope. Look, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll with the butterflies. I don't roll with one. I roll with two B queens in the building. And the first one is the one I co-pilot the show with. Ever beautiful, shining, glowing. The dictionary would not have enough space for the adjectives to describe her. But she's still fabulous. Oskhumi, hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Had a good week?
I had a so-and-so week. Yeah, it was okay.
Okay,
I thought
you had a week with so-and-so. Oh, in my head, wish. I thought you had a week with so-and-so. You had a so-and-so week.
If
okay.
Only life was that delicious.
Yo, life would be delicious again if you've interacted with us and Nixhumane Nathi on our social media platforms where we start the conversation. And today is no different. Today we have a very interesting conversation as per usual. Oskhumi, what are we interacting with today?
You know, the thing I love about this show is we don't only talk about dilo tsa rosa. You know, we also like to educate the sun readers.
Yes.
You know, because we want them to know things.
Yes.
And sometimes you might find that what we're talking about you can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're going through it or you've been through it.
Yes.
You know. So one such thing, I hope I get this right, today that we're going to be talking about is erotophobia.
Okay.
Or otherwise known as genophobia.
Okay.
This is people with this phobia have a fear of sex or a fear of intimacy. I know it's wild to think about it, but it happens.
So, we're expanding our sexual dictionary, if we were to put it in that sense. We're talking about erotophobia or genophobia, the fear of intimacy, the fear of having sex, and it's a thing. I know some people think it's not a thing. It's an actual thing. And to verify this, because maybe some people think because we're too hyper and too active on the show.
And we're making this up.
There are people who are going to verify it. I don't think there's any person in the planet that who could verify it than the person on the other side of this line. Again, my favorite gynecologist. If you're still asking why am I in love in with gynecologist, there's a word guy in the word gynecologist. And I'm a guy and I just happen to resonate with this particular gynecologist.
Oh, wow.
Do you see what I did there? Dr. Zenda, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Oh my God, you're always extra. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. How are you guys? Hi, Oskhumi. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Zenda, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Doctor Zenda,
very well.
End of this month, ngizokuthumela iskipa, say sweet, no extra sugar, just enough to make the honey jealous. Sengikhathele abantu baloku basho. Abantu baloku bathi no. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Ngikhathele abantu baloku bathi, guys, we want to be part of the sweet, no extra sugar, just enough to make the honey jealous. I'm going to print out t-shirts now. We're going to give some
love. Futhi ngona ngoba isho in live.
Yeah. I'm account. I need to account. Yes, I need to account to it. I'm going to be accountable for it.
I'm here for it.
All right, Dr. Zenda, we're talking about genophobia. In a nutshell, Doc, what are we talking about? You know, because some people think when somebody doesn't want to do it, we sort of and sadly then jump to that person wants to be a nun. But there are serious mental and there are serious decisions that come to that. What are we talking about when we talk about genophobia?
Yeah, so you're 100% right, Mlu, and I think we are as a country knowing the kind of whether violence, assault, or traumas that so many people experience in the sexual space, we cannot be naive about this particular topic. Anytime there's a phobia, that is suggestive of something more than just I don't like it or I don't feel like it. That means it's an excessive, it's an intense fear towards whether it is actual a sexual intimacy or a particular thing about, or because it can go on a number of things. Some people, it's not necessarily that they are, could be a fear of, for example, being touched, or a fear of intercourse itself, or a fear of falling pregnant. So they will avoid, and this will be then in the bigger scheme be the genophobia. So anytime you've got a phobia, that is an intense expression or reaction that is unnatural, that is uncontrollable, and that the person cannot control how they respond to that. And very often there are serious underlying things behind that condition.
Doctor, you're going to be proud of me because we're going to go on that phobia tip, right? So you spoke about underlining things. Look, we have nosophobia. We have we have what we call the gymnophobia. We have the heterophobia. We have the coitophobia. Are these things? I mean, these are things we probably have never heard of. I mean, the fear of intimacy, the fear of getting pregnant, the fear of opposite sex. You know, which is a thing. You know, the fear of being touched. Are these things, doc, being swept under the carpet? Because last week we were talking about the nicer part of things. I mean, people who have this healthy appetite of sex, and now we're talking about people who are sitting on the opposite side of the spectrum.
I you know, when you look at the causes, when you look at the underlying causes, you then start to realize where these things come from, or where these phobias are coming from. And I think last week we spoke about not only, because it's one thing for us as a community to talk about these things, but if we don't know what to talk about, first of all, and secondly, we don't have enough professionals in the sexology or sexual health space that communicate accurate information about this. So you'll find that it is a very common thing swept under the carpet and highly underdiagnosed. Yes. I mean, one of the things that I experienced, for example, in practice, is that a lot of women still feel shy to come and talk about a sexual intimacy issue, right?
Yeah.
So a patient will come in and say, I'm pregnant. They'll come in and say, I've got thrush. They'll come in and say, I'm here for my checkup. And only with probing, how's your sexual life? And for a lot of patients or clients, the sexual satisfaction is really low. So it makes it difficult also to pull out and to accurately assess how bad is the situation in terms of these phobias and these really detrimental conditions. More so, it makes it difficult to treat if we don't know it's there, it exists, and the person hasn't come forth or doesn't feel comfortable to come forth with what they're going through.
Now, doctor, you said that this condition goes beyond I have a headache and don't feel like having sex today, or I'm tired, I don't feel like having sex today. So then how does someone in a relationship with somebody who has this condition recognize the symptoms? Are they symptoms?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say it's a nice thing because it is so overt and exaggerated. So it's not a nice thing in terms of what they're going through, but it is, you know, feelings of, for example, that's like a panic attack, anxiety, a fear, whenever they are exposed to, whether it is in you know, a fear of sex in general or a specific thing. So somebody, for example, who is has a fear of falling pregnant. What causes pregnancy? Sexual sex, right? So they will start avoiding. And they are also distressed. Again, when it comes to phobia, the person is distressed by how it's almost like their body literally betrays them in the physical symptoms, fear, anxiety. They start, you know, heart rate, pulsating, sweating palms. And if the stimulus or if that thing that is causing them to be like that is not removed, it just intensifies. So what they start doing is they start planning their lives around avoiding that particular stimulus, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So that's how you know. So it is an unnatural, and the person themselves are usually aware of it and highly, highly bothered by these reactions.
Wow. So now, beyond talking about the issues that might have led to this, what else can one do to help somebody with that condition? And I'm talking about, you know, people who are in committed relationships, people who are married, people who live together.
Yeah.
You know, everyday things. What can one do to show your partner that, listen, I understand what you're going through and I'm here for you, but I want you to be able to get past this so that we can have an intimate relationship.
Yeah. So first and foremost, similar to any time there is something of a dysfunction or of a phobia, please do not try to resolve it and try to understand it yourself as the partner to somebody who's going through this. Simply understand that you walk with the person. You can be understanding in terms of what they're going through. And the best advice would be they need to see a sexual health therapist, a sexual, like a certified sexual health or sexologist that is a psychotherapist. Because we then have to unearth what is the underlying, where is the root cause of this. Is it as a result of a childhood sexual trauma? Is it a sexual dysfunction? For example, women who have vaginismus will avoid and will avoid sex, will have this kind of, reaction towards sex. If a man, for example, has, you know, erectile dysfunction, early ejaculation, performance anxiety, they will start avoiding. So understand that this is something that needs to be sorted out from a professional perspective, first and foremost. But as a partner, oh my gosh, I cannot tell how important it is to be supportive, to not be judgy. And most of the time, you as a partner need some level of therapy as well.
Yes.
Because when your partner has this kind of a situation or a dysfunction, it will affect you and may even cause you as a partner to have a dysfunction. You know, if, for example, a lady with vaginismus reacts that way and a partner doesn't understand, they may feel rejected.
Mm.
So they interpret it as, she doesn't want me. Meanwhile, it's something way deeper than that. So absolutely important professional help. Go to the right people. And you as a partner, you may also need therapy just to understand what is going on and how to actually support your partner meaningfully. And the therapist can be very good at giving you those tools as well.
Absolutely, Doc. I think finally, maybe just to wrap up with what you are saying, I think in this case, we must give the media its credit, because sometimes we are so quick to bash it and think that they are perpetrators of all these negative things at times, but we forget to then give credit to when they are part of the solution. I don't know if people who watch Gomora on 161, it's huge. It's on social media. Everybody's talking about it's, and it's part of what we're talking about, you know. Gladys does not want to keep the child. Did not want to have children in the first place, because of her reasons. And again, it's sort of opened up this gender construct and all these conversations, these uncomfortable conversations of, you know, women, and especially with women, because, you know, we tend to then say, yeah, but they're emotional beings, but it's understandable because they're very much aware of their feelings and they will express them more than what the male counterparts would. My question then would be, Doc, finally, to say, what does then bodies like the media, people who have a influence in terms of perception, have a role to play as far as this is concerned? This podcast is but a smaller ecosystem to the bigger ecosystem in terms of starting this conversation around these particular things.
Look, you know, this is why I love the work you guys are doing. If I see one patient as a sexologist, yes, I've made a difference to that one person. But if we have a conversation like this and we put it out, how many people are exposé to that information? So it's always good. The one thing, I've said this about social media platforms and stuff, even things like support groups where people create these massive support groups where we're able to have conversations about things. But my only, not critic, but rather just an addition, is that it's important to always have accurate information. So yes, there's no point in having a support group about people who are struggling with, say, for example, vaginismus, but there is no professional in there that is informing what is correct, what isn't, and also where to get help. A lot of people keep quiet because they're like, well, he's a yak. Where am I supposed to go? So I absolutely love and I am excited about these topics. Just the more we keep circulating and having these interviews, I think the better our people get educated. And when our people get educated, we do better and we are better as a people.
I always say, you know, what's the point? What's the point of entering a classroom and we don't have teachers who can teach us all these particular things? And Dr. Zender is one teacher who is just incredible in terms of teaching us. And I hope that everybody took notes and everybody begins the conversations around this, because it's a very sensitive and it can really go really left and it can really go really, really right if it does. And again, I always say any conversation around sexuality is sensitive and needs to be dealt with very, very with greater emotional intelligence as far as that is concerned. Dr. Zender, again, thank you so much for your time. The elephants are coming.
Zikotiyo.
Benkuluma. I don't know if elephants have shepherds. No, they don't. I'm looking for the word for an elephant, the person who heads up an elephant, because elephants then rule themselves. I don't know.
They rule themselves.
Yes. So they are coming to your doorways very soon. I don't know if you have insurance and you have the hectares to look after them, because cows are overrated. Wow. Yeah,
I bring the elephants,
Insurance. Yeah, the elephants. Yeah, elephants are just great in insurance, and they're just, your house will be a spectacle.
Absolutely, that's what we want.
Yes, Dr. Zender.
Go big or go home.
I love you guys.
Always a pleasure.
Keep safe, Dr. Zender. We'll look out, guys. Everybody's listening. Look out for our live stream. We are just waiting for the president to open the country officially for us, so that we can freely interact with my favorite gynecologist. Once again, thank you, Dr. Zender.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zender.
Thank you so much. Wow. Besides the elephant in the conversation, I really hope that when we talk things of mental issues or of mental health or things that are related to that, we tend to think that they don't exist because they're not spoken about. And I'm excited with these conversations because they open that door to say, guys, please read up. Guys, please be aware. Please hashtag be woke. Sex is beyond wanting or beyond the act. There is a time or there is a thing where people just don't want or are not into it. And it's, as Dr. Zender said, it's not just a thing.
Or, if they don't want to, it's because they really can't.
And there are so many issues, underlining issues that that are there. And again, and when you asked how do we handle it, she spoke about sensitivity and she spoke about being empathetic. She spoke about really, guys, being one, you know, with the partner. And especially those who are in long-term relationships and people who have had...
I think also another important thing is if and when your partner does come to you and say, I've got this problem, or I think I might have this problem, you need to listen to them.
Yes.
You don't know, don't just hear them.
Listen.
And realize that it's not about you.
It isn't.
This person is really going through something, and what they're going through is then now resulting in them not wanting to be intimate. It's got nothing to do with
you. It's almost always the case.
Yeah. Do not personalize it and say,
it's me.
It's because I'm fat. It's because I'm broke. It's because I'm this. It's because I'm that. Or maybe it's because she's sleeping with somebody else. No. This person came to you and said, baby, listen to them and then find a way to help them so that you guys can get to that point where you want to be, where you can now be intimate with each other.
Yeah, I said somebody...
Oh, I'm going to preach.
Yes, somebody said listening is a skill mastered by a few.
Yeah, that is true.
And I think when it comes to the bedroom, we always quick to jump to the act and we never then talk about when the other things.
That's because a lot of people do not understand intimacy.
Yes. Yeah.
And by a lot of people, I'm including myself in that. Intimacy is very hard to attain in a relationship. It's very, very hard
and
truly be intimate with somebody, you know. And I'm not just talking about physical intimacy, but there's that intimacy where you guys don't even need to take your clothes off.
Hence I'm saying, guys, we quoted guys,
even with your clothes on.
Guys, we quoted all these phobias earlier, and it was not to say we're trying to be difficult, you know. I mean, nosophobia, fear of getting the virus, you know. There's with gymophobia, the fear of nudity, heterophobia, the fear of opposite sex. They are real, guys.
They are real. There are so many of them.
And
what I find interesting is that a lot of people, you know, when I read them, I'm like, but I've heard people
loosely
going through this, but we just did not know the clinical names for them.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to now shine light on these things to say, you know, if you are going through this, it's okay, it's normal.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. But again, guys, approach with caution and sympathy. Yes. And this is what the show is. Approach with empathy. Don't be quick to throw stones.
No.
Because you'll be surprised that it's a glass house.
Yeah.
It's really a glass house. But again, Dr. Zend is amazing. But again, another platform which is really amazing, which you can really interact with us, is our social media platforms. So, Schumi?
Yeah, you know, we're still on social media. We're still on Twitter. Daily Sun SA. You know, drop us a tweet. Say hello. Or you can inbox us on Facebook, Daily Sun.
Yes.
You know. Or alternatively, Batong, visit our forever home. It's so flipping amazing. www.dailysun.co.za. Love it.
It's /Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to Dr. Zend. A big thank you to you. Guys, summer is knocking on the door, and the season of us getting jiggy, heavy, we're just cuddle sessions are almost at the end. But if you are still there and you are still wanting to be one with another human being, guys, please make sure that you are safe.
Yeah, and registrations are still open. Linata Kachaka, 35 to 49. Yeah,
and
I know you're listening.
And everybody,
fresh,
and everybody else who needs to vaccinate, who has not vaccinated because of whatever that they read on social media or whatever it is that they read, wherever that they are, and whatever conspiracy theories that are there. Guys, if you're not certain about anything, you can be able to go to the vaccination websites. You can be able to go to the vaccination centers. They are really, 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 really friendly and very, very informed people who can give you insight in terms of what this vaccination process needs to be.
Listen, I got the vaccine and I feel fine. I still do not know how to operate the microwave with my shoulder. All those conspiracy theories are not true.
So
no, Bill Gates is not tracking me. Okay, guys, really. Register. Let's get vaccinated. Let's fight this virus.
Y'all. Yes, guys, we want to. I mean, we want to get to somewhat of a normality, I suppose.
If you're not vaccinated, Rina, ka December, festive raushiya.
The most handsome, the 31-year-olds and the ones under, guys, we're waiting. I'm waiting like a wicked keep. I'm waiting. Once they say, guys, you can register, we're going to be ready to register. But once again, big thank you to Dr. Zenda. Big thank you to you for listening. And again, if you see us on the streets, know that we and myself, I am Mlungisi, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator.
And I'm still Romisi Abi, still without an outro, but it's fine.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Almost, always, 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 sharp, sharp.